WGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia. We'll be right back.
Hello, welcome to the show, everybody. DJ Ian here. Hope you're doing all right, wherever you are in the world. We are live on the houseofprog.com and on CJSF 90.1 FM on Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock. So if you listen at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night on CJSF, hello to you too. We do this show every Friday, 12 till 2 Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. UK. We also go live on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. So that way you can see me in my studio doing things. So survived last week. We were down in Bellingham, Washington to see the legendary Pat Travers. Weirdly enough, played the first two songs of his set were the same first two songs that I played on my show last week. I don't know how to explain that. Is it a coincidence? Is it weirdness? I don't know. We will play a bit more Pat Travers a bit later in the show. Today's show is going to feature some Blue Murder, Deep Purple, UFO, Bebop Deluxe, Sudi Quattro, May Blitz, Johnny Guitar Watson, Mick Ronson, Widowmaker, Bit Thin Lizzy, Wishbone Ash, Usual Stuff, Magnum, Black Country Communion, and Walter Rossi. Walter Rossi, no relation to Francis, whose guitar I'm having issues with. Welcome to the show, and if you join us on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver, you can say hello through the chat room there. Just keep in mind, it's only live when I'm live, so if you're listening to a repeat of the show, it's not live. We're going to start the show off with a little track from the late great John Sykes, and a track called Blue Murder from 1989. We'll be right back. are listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, Tuesdays 10 p.m. and Thursdays 7 a.m. Now, that is, we're going to talk about technical issues right now, because that is what is the problem now with this new version of the music player in the Apple operating system. And I went on Reddit and checked it out. A lot of people are complaining that the play button and the where you can tell the song is how many minutes, etc., or how many seconds are left in the song, is now at the bottom of the app, and it's not working because you can't see it, and it's pointless. So hopefully they're going to re-release that and put out back where it was up at the top where you can see it, and that's why I can't. You're going to run into the next song, because basically this is just horrible. Anyway, you heard No Need to Shout from Deep Purple from the album Whoosh that came out in 2020, featuring, of course, the legendary Steve Morse on guitar. You know, I just listened to that album in the car the other day, and, you know, he's so prevalent on that album. And I'm just going to wonder how they're going to manage without him, because he just does most of the riffs. He's not to put down the rest of the band, but he's like, definitely his presence is significant on that album. And No Need to Shout was the name of that track. You heard from 1973 from Exception and their album Trinity, and something called The Peruvian Flute. And we started that set off with Blue Murder, late John Sykes band with Vinny Appice on drums, and 1989 that came out, and that's a good rockin' tune. I've been listening to that Blue Murder stuff. They're not bad. I haven't really given much credit since, I'm not a big Whitesnake fan of that era. I'm not a big fan of rock tunes, big hair bands back in that era. Hair was more important than the guitar. But, I like it. It's not bad. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. All right, let's continue with a bit more rock and tunes. Some sad news today coming out of Germany. Francis Buchholz, who was the bass player with Scorpions and the Michael Schenker Band for some time, has passed away at the age of 71. And that's unfortunate. I can't find any Scorpions on any of my... I've got some somewhere, but I can't find any. But we'll play some UFO instead. I don't know if that really compensates or not. But anyway, it was already on my list to play today. From the album Lights Out that came out in 1977. This is a bit of UFO. Hey, shut up. See, this is the thing. Now, I can't tell if it's even playing. How am I supposed to know that? See, it's playing, and I don't even know it. I don't even know it. All right, this is going to take a while to get used to this. But anyway, this is UFO, Electric Phase, and Love to Love, right here on Transatlantic Express Radio Show on thehouseofprog.com.